Susan. You're listening to ABC Statewide Drive Victoria, Prue Bentley with you this afternoon. My number's 1300 303 468. You can text me on 0467 842 722. I'm really interested to hear what your strategies are around keeping your home safe. Maybe you've actually got a really good neighbourhood watch system in place where you live. Unfortunately, burglary, break and enters and theft are up in new crime stats that have been released today, up around 15%. Does that line up with what you are seeing or experiencing where you are? Since Neighbourhood Watch began in 1984, the number of residential burglaries across Victoria every year has more than halved. Bambi Gordon is the CEO of Neighbourhood Watch and with me now. Bambi Gordon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Prue.
So do you think people are more conscious about home security than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Look, I don't know if we're more conscious. I think we're far more educated as to, you know, the things that we can do. We still hear from people that, well, I should be able to leave my house unlocked and I should be able to leave the keys in the car. But I think most people would recognise that that's not what you want to do if you want to stop that theft or the car being stolen.
Yeah, I mean, we're broadcasting to a rural and regional audience, so there will be a range of people living either in regional cities. There may be people who are living on blocks or living out in remote areas. Does it matter? Do you still have to have a strategy around home security?
Absolutely, and you need to target that strategy for the kind of environment you live in. So as you said, there'll be regional cities which pretty much look like, you know, suburban streets with suburban houses. And it's very easy for us to have line of sight to our neighbour's property or to see something might not be quite right, and then we can act upon that by, if we need to, calling 000. Of course, if you're out in a far remote community with many, many acres on a farmland, you don't have that line of sight. That's where you may want to use some of the tools as well that Christopher was talking about before, put them into the digital space so that you've got to watch over your area when you're not there or when you're on the other side of the farm.
Yes, because once upon a time, Neighbourhood Watch was really just all about people. It was about neighbours getting to know each other and knowing, you know, the comings and goings so that they can identify when something isn't quite right, as you say. But things have changed, you know, neighbourhoods have changed, you know, over the last few decades. So how important is technology in kind of filling that space?
I think it's an equal measure. It's still really important to have knowledge of your neighbours. Who are they? Who should be around? Who can you go to? And in fact, there's been a lot of government research done over the last few years, some of it prompted by the pandemic, of, you know, what people want within a community, and being able to go to your neighbours rates even higher than perhaps going to the council or going to police when you feel something isn't quite right or you need some help. But the digital is also very important. So back in the day, you know, we've got at the moment 4,000 volunteers across the state, but we've got about 150,000 people following us on social media. So it gives us a great reach to get a message out to those people, as does, you know, being on radio now, to get the messaging across of how you can prevent becoming a victim of crime.
I've had many people over the years say to me, well, look, if they want to get into your house, they're going to get in. By hook or by crook, it doesn't matter how much security you've got, they will get in. Is that still true?
Yeah, they will. Look, crooks are opportunistic. If they see an opportunity, they'll go for it. So what we can do is take that opportunity away and make it that little bit more difficult for them. So if they come up against a locked front door as they push on it because they think no one's home, but they can't get easily in, they'll move on. If they think people are at home or they think that houses nearby can be watching them, they don't want to be caught. They're lazy, they want to grab the thing and get out quickly without anybody noticing them. So if we can make it that little bit harder for them to get away with it, they will move on.
Lucy in Shepparton has texted in, I'm in an older house and it just seems too hard to even try and update my security. I'd have to replace every old door and window and it will cost me tens of thousands of dollars. I just don't have the money right now, so just crossing my fingers when I go away. Do you think there's lots of people in that scenario, Bambi?
There will be people who don't want to spend a whole heap of money on putting in a whole big security system. And, you know, you don't want to be living in what feels like a fortress. But it is simple things, such as with the hot weather we had last night, putting a piece of dowel in the sliding track of your doors or windows so that you can just leave them open for some breeze to come through, but someone can't force them any further. And again, you know, with Our Lady and Shepherd and saying, well, you know, the windows and doors need replacing, if they're locked, they're probably not going to be able to easily get in without disturbing you, which they don't want to do. And as far as the doors go, it can be, again, very simple and very cheap. You can get 12-inch screws that you can have RACV Home Assist take the door off, put the screws into the external hinges of the external doors on the side opposite, obviously, to the handle, and that will stop anybody kicking it in.
Mm. And what about this time of year? I mean, people are getting ready to go on the road, to, you know, to go and visit family, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Do you see a bit of an uptick in this kind of opportunistic theft at this time
you'll
of year?
You'll see an increase. For example, people all going down to the beach, suddenly these beachside towns have got lots of metro people or people from other regional areas parking, going down to the beach for the day, and their cars are left there. So you'll see an increase in theft from motor vehicle in some of those tourism areas. But again, there's simple things we can do. If you tow a caravan, park it so that its hoist is going into the back of the spot, not to the front of the spot, so someone can't just come along, hook it up and drive off with it. Other things that are very cheap to do, don't tell Facebook you're on holidays. Don't send your Facebook photos out while you're actually away. There's a good chance you're in a community group, and at some other time during the year you might have mentioned that you live on the corner of this street and that street, or maybe you've sold something on Marketplace and so your address is out there. So don't be telling Facebook. Do tell your neighbours and get them to bring in your bin, even though it mightn't have anything in it, and take it out again, to again make it sound look like that the house is being occupied during those summer holidays. And destroy the packaging from all those great Christmas gifts. We don't want to see packaging for widescreen TVs left out on the nature strip, telling everybody there's a new expensive item in there that might be worth the risk of stealing it.
I'm chatting with Bambi Gordon, who's the CEO of Neighbourhood Watch. Bambi, I mean, those are really great tips, and I think some of them are things that we may not have heard before. I've heard, though, of people setting up timers in their homes so that TVs will go on and off, or lights will go on and off at certain times, just to make it look like someone is home. Mm. Are they effective deterrents?
Yes, absolutely, because again, this opportunistic crook, and we want to make them as cranky as possible. If they come up and the door's locked and the light goes on and they think, oh God, somebody's home, they've heard me, they're gone. They don't want to be caught. They want to get in and out easily. They have to see that there's a low risk of that and a high reward. And putting your timers on increases their perception of what risk is involved in breaking into your home or stealing your car. The other tip that's really, really important, and this has been something that's only come into place over the last couple of decades. Before 2000, most cars can be hot-wired. After 2000, as cars are being manufactured, you now need your bit button to get in. 7 out of 10 cars stolen in Victoria today will be stolen with their own keys. Now, if you can have those keys out of sight behind a locked door, you prevent the car from being stolen.
You have a quiz, don't you, that you can actually go and you can see how – I'm a bit nervous to do it, to be honest. I'm a bit worried that I'm not going to get a very high score. But where can people go to find out more?
www.howsafeismyplace.com.au. Now, it only takes 5 to 10 minutes to do, and it's going to ask you a stack of questions about your property and your entry points and your windows and where your locks are and lights and all that sort of thing. And do you have alarms? And it will then generate back to you via email a complete report customised to your answers with a whole heap of hints and tips of things that you can do to make sure that you keep safe in the future. Mm. Now, the good news is also there is a farm version, because we understand that's a whole different environment and therefore different skills and tactics might be required. So if you go to howsafeismyplace.com.au, you can do the house version or the farm version. And there's also some versions there in language other than English for some of our new migrant communities who are living on a lot of the brand new housing estates right across Victoria.
That look, really good advice. Thank you very much for that, Bambi. It's good. Got me thinking about, you know, my upcoming summer break and how I might do a little bit better this time around.
Thanks so much. And if anybody wants to do some more research, either the Neighbourhood Watch website or the RACV website, stack of articles to help you with a whole heap of different questions that you might have.
Very good. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Brooke.
Bambi Gordon is the CEO of Neighbourhood Watch in Victoria. And, yeah, heaps of great ideas. That website is howsafeismyplace.com.au if you'd like to test out how secure your place is. Wayne in Lake Bolac has texted,